right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789. My special guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. And you know, Joel, let me go here quickly because it's everywhere. It's not just one place. They are firing on all cylinders from every quadrant. Republicans are moving to destabilize our country. Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Jim Banks recently proposed offering workers a voluntary, non-union way to organize at work. The Rubio-Banks proposal introduced this month on Team Act of 2022 with 12 Republican co-sponsors would amend American law to allow the formation of non-union, non-adversarial worker management committees called employee involvement organizations. The EIOs would not collectively bargain like unions do not, but would instead facilitate voluntary cooperation on critical issues like working conditions, benefits, and productivity in larger companies. And EIO members would be able to elect a non-voting representative to the board of directors. Joe, this is, what are they, what, are people not aware of the inherent dangers, Joe, of what, and the depth? And the depth of what these people are planning?
Why don't they call that the old McDonald bill in favor of EIEIO? it sounds like a perfect solution, you know, to unionization. You know, let's get together with our bosses, you know, maybe out at their country clubs and sit down and talk to them. And you know, they're reasonable guys. You know, we could all get together and have some drinks and except that we aren't allowed in those country clubs. But aside from that, it might be a little difficult.
I mean, Joe, this stuff is really out there.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Jim Banks is from Indiana. You know, I grew up in Indiana. I know Indiana. You know, there was a time that every member of the Indiana legislature in the 1920s was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. A lot of people don't know that. The national headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan was in Indiana for a while. Most people would think it would be somewhere in the South, right? Well, if you grew up in Indiana, you know what it's like to be somewhere in the South. I mean, none of that is a surprise, but it should be. The whole idea that somehow, the Republican Party doesn't support democracy. I mean, they give all those speeches on the 4th of July about it, and they wave the flag a lot. actually, Donald Trump did worse than waving the flag. I don't know if you remember when he spoke to the CPAC conference a couple of years ago. Donald Trump didn't just embrace the American flag that was hanging on the stage, but he got a really big laugh when he kind of did more than just embrace it. he sort of tried to make love to it. it was one of the most appalling sights for the
president. You mean even worse than when he brought the Bible out and had it turned around backwards?
Upside down, yeah. Of course, you remember his daughter, Ivanka, handed him that Bible. I don't know, you know, if she walks around with it a lot, but there have been some totally bizarre scenes. And the fact that when he sent those people to attack the Capitol, thousands of people, literally thousands of people. And you remember that he said he was going to go with them Yeah, he said, yes. walk down the avenue, and I'll be with you all the way.
He set them up. He set them up.
He set them up. And then he went back to the White House and chortled at it, laughed at it. He kept, you know, he has a video recorder in the White House, and he kept going. He couldn't understand why the people around him weren't enjoying it as much as he was when he watched them, you know, break the windows and bust up furniture but it was so bad. Not only was the violence so bad, but I don't know if I should discuss this on the radio or not, but it always surprised me that the press didn't make more of the fact that there were people actually writing on the walls with their own excrement. Seriously, that is how sick what was going on was. And the fact that now the Republican Party is trying to throw two Republicans out of the party, basically Liz Cheney, the daughter of a former vice president, one of the farthest right-wing violent vice presidents we've ever had, Dick Cheney, throw her out of the party, and a congressman from Illinois who now has decided not to run for re-election. Liz Cheney's gonna, and I think she's gonna win in Wyoming, of all things. But the Republican Party has basically tried to excommunicate them from the Republican Party because they're involved in a bipartisan investigation that is intended to find out who all was involved in setting up that attack on democracy and making sure it never happens again in America. Isn't that something that should unite every American?
Well, you know, Joe, just like the World War
that we're on the brink of starting, shouldn't that unite every American? What more has to happen before Republicans rejoin America and rejoin the political movement behind democracy? How much more has to happen?
You know, Joe, what you just said is a mouthful, but it's at the root of what is happening in this country, and what we have to do to get people to understand that they are being manipulated. We've got to go to a break, Joe. Hang on. 844-967-2789. It's so good hearing your perspective and talking to you about these things. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist. We'll be right back.
Until you use me up.